Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 123 for Friday, September 18th, 2015. Originally supposed to be when I started writing my notes, it was Monday, but the week got away from me. I'm still actually working on, obviously, the scheduling of the podcast now that dog days are over. I'm pretty much in 100% agreement with Dave Slusher that in theory, it shouldn't matter. I mean, you're using most of the time RSS subscriptions. Episodes come down when they come down. You can leave, you know, you can have be subscribed to a podcast that, you know, pod fades and returns after 6 months and the new episode just pops right into your feed. That being said, people do seem to like a regular scheduled, you know, posting. That's the way reality is. I haven't gotten that yet. I'm working on days. I originally intended to do this on Monday. I know this is a little bit of navel gazing, but we'll get through it. When that didn't happen, I was in Atlanta this week and I considered doing it both on the way there and the way back. In a sense, that's a good time, but I just don't think, obviously, I've got quality issues to work on with the podcast, you know, audio and everything anyway. And in the car doesn't help. I'm really considering in the car, like, my emergency, I need to get a podcast out deal. So I'm going to schedule it. We'll see. So this is actually more about not this previous week, but the week before. And well, on last weekend, so not so bad. But it was last weekend, you know, effectively start last Friday, busy and exciting week. During that week, I made a decision. People who listen to the podcast, I had a problem with my phone right before Dragon Con, and I kind of just fluffed the whole thing and got through Dragon Con and tried to make a decision afterwards and limped along, using mainly my work phone for things like texts and calls. I made a decision that past week. What I decided to do was go low end, but a decent phone. I actually bought the second generation Moto E, which is the lowest end Motorola phone. You got the Moto E, then the Moto G, then the Moto X, and now you got the Moto X Pure or Play or something. They've got little names on the end now. I forgot to mute my audio, but the Moto E second generation low end, on Ting, the same service that I have been using. And that phone actually arrived on Friday, which was perfect because we were getting ready to go out of town. I had time to get it activated. It got here fairly early. Not much little hiccups there, but you know, no more than the normal hiccups activating a phone, not a big deal. And I've been using it for a week now. It's a pretty capable little phone. It's really amazing that this is the lowest end Motorola that's available. It's available unlocked completely, you know, completely yours. I think you can pick either CDMA or GSM, for $150. Its biggest major drawback is storage. It internally only has 8 gigs of storage, though it does have a micro SD slot, and I've got a 32 gig card in that now. And one of the good things to note is that the newest version of Android, Android M, which hopefully will be dropping in the next month to 30 to 60 days, I would say. Android M is it's more than rumored. It's actually in the change log that it is going to, handle external storage much better, kind of just merge all that stuff together. So you're not trying to copy things from one place or the other. The operating system is going to handle that for you, which is an interesting thing. I mean, phones have kind of started moving away from external storage, except on these low-end phones that I think are pretty popular, in developing countries, things like that. And So it should work out pretty well. And the M update, I expect to even come to this phone. I mean, Motorola has been, this phone is only a few months old, like was released only a few months ago. And so even though it's low end, Motorola has been really second only to the Nexus, and in some cases, barely second to the Nexus, almost in first, with updates. So I expect this phone will get M, and that'll be cool. So it's got 40 gigs of space at that point. Don't get me wrong. The phone is, you know, it makes a lot of compromises. It's a pretty weak camera. There's no flash on the camera. There is no front camera. Or no, there is. There is a front camera. Oh, it's a very low. It's like an old school webcam front camera. You know, weaker processor than the phones of the past, but it's not super tiny. It's in the ballpark of the size of my Nexus 4 that I had previous to my Nexus 5. Not as nice a screen, of course, but for $150 unlocked, brand new, is not a bad little phone. I decided to go this route because what I'm doing is pairing that phone effectively with the Nexus 7. Or the Nexus 7, the Nexus 5. Just as an aside, if I had gone, my other choice was to just go ahead and replace my phone now. And what I probably would have done then, if I was going to go with a mid-range phone, which is what I probably would have done, no point in buying a high-end phone right before new phones come out. If I was going to a mid-range, I would have gone with the third generation Moto G, because you can get that with expanded storage. So 16 gig of storage, which is decent. 2 gig of memory, which is decent, which is good. And it has micro SD card slot. You can get that for $220 from Motorola. And that's a good deal. That is a good deal. That's a pretty decent phone. But what I'm doing instead is I'm just using this Moto E for basic phone calls, texts, and as a hotspot for the Nexus 5 when I'm not somewhere, you know, when I'm in the house, when I'm at work. A lot of times when I'm just out and wandering about, I have Wi-Fi. And in that case, the Nexus 5 works fine. Bluetooth works. GPS works. Everything works except for the cellular connection, the cellular radio, for whatever reason. I just put the Moto E into hotspot mode, and the Nexus 5 connects. One interesting thing that I noted, if you decide to do these sort of things, there is actually a way to go in. Supposedly it doesn't work 100% perfectly, but it's still a good idea. I'm still turned it on. You can go in and look at your list of Wi-Fi, email or message me. It's to determine exactly how to do this, because it's a little bit different depending on what version of Android you're on. But basically what you can go in is look at your Wi-Fi spots, and you can tell the phone that certain Wi-Fi spots are metered. That, you know, you're either using some sort of little, you're using a hotspot, either a phone or some little, you know, device that connects to the cell network, so that Wi-Fi hotspot, while it's Wi-Fi, you should kind of consider it more like a cellular connection for things like background data transfer, for situations where, your phone automatically uploads pictures only on Wi-Fi. When it works right, and I think it seems to have worked pretty well for me so far, when it works right, it doesn't upload pictures to that particular when you're on that particular Wi-Fi connection. So you can do things like that, which makes it not too bad. It has worked well so far. This past weekend worked pretty much without flaw. I'm going to run with this little two-phone combo for a bit. Yeah, I'm carrying two phones. It's not that big a deal. I carry my Nexus 5 in my front pocket. I stick the other phone in my back pocket. No big deal. What I'm waiting for, of course, is near the end of this month, the new Nexus announcements are supposed to be made. And what I'm hoping for is the rumor is there are going to be two of them. There's going to be a Nexus 5 upgrade and a Nexus 6 upgrade. So a big but not crazy big phone and a super big phone. And I'm more interested in the Nexus 5 upgrade, and hopefully that's going to be a pretty decent price range. And if it isn't a pretty decent price range, the other thing, it may actually depress the prices of some of the phones that have come out in the past few months. And so then you may even have more options, you know, not quite the level of the Nexus 5, but even cheaper. So we'll see. I'm certainly completely happy with this combination for, because in Extremist, if I don't want to carry two phones, I just carry the E. And it's limited. Doesn't, you know, you can't, you're not going to do a lot of things at once with it. But in a situation, the only reason I would be limited is if I, you know, I was in a super rush or something where I'm not going to be doing a bunch of things at once. So it's okay. It's working. So like I said, I got it activated just in time because we went on a trip this past weekend. We went to Durham, North Carolina. Sunday, this past Sunday was my father-in-law's 80th birthday. And Charlotte and I decided that our present to him would be experiential. A trip to Durham to tour Duke and to go to the Duke opening home football game. I got Duke football season tickets this year. Mr. Riddle, my father-in-law, has been a Duke fan almost all of his life, longer than I have been, heck, longer than I've been, and probably longer than I've been alive. but he actually had never been to Duke. I think he's been to Durham, but he'd never been to Duke, like tour campus, tour Cameron, all that great stuff. So that's what we decided to do. We had originally decided to the Duke game on last Sunday against NC Central was a pretty late game. It started at 6 or 6:30, I think 6. So we originally just were planning on making it one night. But the more things that Charlotte and I started thinking about we wanted to show him, we ended up deciding to add a night. So we were there Friday and Saturday night. Took him out to dinner. And then spent most of the day on Duke campus the next day. So we didn't have to worry about getting up really early Saturday morning to get there early enough that we had time to do things. Got to tour the whole area, got to tour Cameron. It was, well, that we went to the Duke. It's like basketball, or it's like Sports Hall of Fame where they have all the championship stuff for both the basketball team and all the other, you know, sports teams that have done well. You know, the soccer teams won the national championship, the lacrosse team has, you know, individual sports, they've done well and certain things, you know, diving and fencing and lots of other ones. It's really beautiful. It's a great place to go. And it turned out that a little later in the afternoon, Cameron, the basketball stadium actually opened up for a women's volleyball game and it was free admission. So we got to go into Cameron. And then there's also, some basketball memorabilia on the second floor of Cameron kind of scattered around the outer area where you walk before you go down into the seats. So we got to tour that as well. He really liked that. And, then, you know, went and had a little bit to eat and a little bit of a rest and, then got a ride back to the Duke campus and, went to the football game, which is fun. My first game in those seats. They're good seats and, Wallace Wade, the stadium is in the middle of a big renovation right now. The field's been redone, and they're still doing a bunch of buildings and stuff. There's going to be a big new concession area, and it's supposed to be fancy smancy, and that won't be done until next season. But yeah, seats were there. It was nice. We had a good time. Left a little bit early because we were playing NC Central, and we were getting arrived. We ended up using Uber. I usually use Lyft. Lyft just wasn't, there was a lot apparently going on. They're all three of the local big schools, Duke, Carolina, and NC State all had home games and evening games. So they were all having games basically at the same time. And so, the Uber drivers that we were talking to said that everything was pretty scattered all over the place. And I seemed to get, seemed to have better luck finding, a ride with Uber rather than Lyft. So I went with what I could get. But had an excellent time and came back on Sunday. And Charlotte and her sister had been planning a surprise party for Mr. Riddle. And we got home about a half an hour to spare and did the whole, oh, we're going to go out to dinner with the family. And instead we showed up at a party with about 40 or 50 people. So a bunch of photos there as well. Mr. Riddle got to see a lot of people he had. Well, he's seen most of them recently, but a few of them I think he had. And, you know, some of them I don't think he had. And, you know, everybody was there for his birthday and cake and all the fun stuff. So that was great. And we had a really good time. It was good. It was good. So it was a good weekend. I enjoyed it very much. And this week has been, it's just been pretty much a normal, you know, work week. Traveled into Atlanta, came back. It's Friday now, and we are looking forward to the weekend. Duke is, the football schedule is home game, home game, home game. There's like four of them in a row. We are not going to the one tomorrow, which is Northwestern. My stepson, Charlotte's son, is taking his girlfriend to that one. And then we're going back next week for the Georgia Tech game. So that should be cool. So that's pretty much it. That's been the week. It's been fun. And I'm glad that it's Friday afternoon and we're looking forward to the weekend. So that'll be, that's Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone for today. We will talk to you again soon. This podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution, share alike, version 3.0, unported. And you can get in contact with me. Kenzoid.com is the place to go. I've got all my contact information there, everything from email addresses to Google+, Facebook, all that stuff. So if you want to talk to me, that's the way to do it. Thanks very much, and we will talk to you again soon. Bye.